Lesson 17, Genesis chapter 6, verse 13 through chapter 9, verse 29. Introduction. The Lord commanded Noah to build an ark in which his family and every living thing of all flesh were saved from the flood. Flood water destroyed the wicked and all creatures that lived on the land except those in the ark. When the flood water receded, Noah and his family exited the ark. The Lord gave them commandments and established with them the covenant He had made with Enoch. Suggestions for teaching: Genesis chapter 6, verse 13 through chapter 7, verse 24. Noah obeys the Lord's commandment to build an ark. Display the pictures, building the ark, and Noah and the ark with animals. Ask students to describe differences they notice between the two pictures. What types of expressions do you see on the faces of the people that Noah tried to warn? What do these pictures suggest about how the people responded to the Lord's instructions? Invite students to consider what they can learn from the example of Noah and his family during today's lesson. Invite a student to read Genesis chapter 6, verses 13 through 16 aloud. You may want to explain that Genesis 6:13 marks the end of the portion of the Joseph Smith translation that we know as the Book of Moses. Ask the class to follow along, looking for specific instructions the Lord gave Noah to prepare for the coming destruction. Ask students to report what they find. You may need to explain that the phrase "pitch it" means to cover the ark with a tar-like substance to seal it and make it waterproof. To help students understand the size of the ark, explain that a cubit was a unit of measurement used by the Hebrews in biblical times. The measurement is based on the distance between an adult's elbow and the tip of the longest finger. You may want to measure this distance on some of your students. Point out that one cubit is generally estimated to be between 18 and 22 inches, or 46 to 56 centimeters. Invite a student to calculate the approximate size of the ark in modern measurements. For example, if using 18 inches as one cubit, the ark was 450 feet long, or about 138 meters, 75 feet wide, about 23 meters, and 45 feet high, about 14 meters. What challenges might Noah have faced in constructing the ark? Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Genesis chapter 6, verses 17 through 22. Ask the class to follow along and look for what else the Lord directed Noah to do. What additional challenges might Noah have faced as he obeyed these instructions from the Lord? Ask a student to read aloud the following statement by President Spencer W. Kimball. Invite the class to listen closely and consider ways Noah demonstrated faith in the Lord as he prepared the ark. Quote, "As yet, there was no evidence of rain and flood. His people mocked and called him a fool. His preaching fell on deaf ears. His warnings were considered irrational. There was no precedent. Never had it been known that a deluge or flood could cover the earth. How foolish to build an ark on dry ground with the sun shining and life moving forward as usual." End quote. What are some ways Noah demonstrated faith in the Lord? After students respond, write the following incomplete statement on the board. If we act in faith by obeying the Lord's commands, blank. How would Noah be blessed by acting in faith to build the ark when there appeared to be no danger? What are some things the Lord has asked us to do that might appear foolish to others? List students' responses on the board. Why do we need faith to obey the Lord? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson, who spoke of the faith Noah demonstrated by keeping God's commandment. Quote, "Noah had the unwavering faith to follow God's commandments. May we ever do likewise. May we remember that the wisdom of God oftentimes appears as foolishness to men. But the greatest lesson we can learn in mortality is that when God speaks and we obey, we will always be right." End quote. Remind students that the Lord sent Noah to preach repentance to the people who were wicked. Noah warned them that if they did not repent, they would be destroyed by a flood. To help students discover what happened to Noah and the people he preached to, invite them to take the following true or false quiz. Before class, prepare a copy of the quiz for each student. Ask students to first complete the quiz without using their scriptures. Then invite them to read Genesis 7 on their own or with a partner to check their answers. When they have checked their answers, review the answers as a class. Number 1. Noah took 7 of some animals on the ark. Number 2. Noah was 60 years old when the flood came. Number 3. Rain was the only source of water that flooded the earth. Number 4. The rain did not cease for 40 days. Number 5. 8 people were saved on the ark. Number 6. In addition to Noah's family and the animals on the ark, one other family also survived the flood by staying on top of a mountain. Answers. Number 1 is true. See Genesis chapter 7 verses 2 and 3. You may need to explain that clean and unclean beasts refer to animals considered acceptable or unacceptable to eat and to be sacrificed to God at that time. Number 2 is false. See Genesis chapter 7 verses 6 and 11. Number 3 is false. See Genesis 7:11. Number 4 is true. See Genesis chapter 7 verses 4 and 17. Number 5 is true. See Genesis chapter 7 verses 7 and 13 and also 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 20. Number 6 is false. See Genesis chapter 7 verses 19 through 23. After you review the answers to the quiz as a class, invite students to report what they found interesting in Genesis 7. If you had been in the position of one of the people who were not in the ark, what might you have thought and felt as the floodwater rose? If you had been in a position of one of those who were in the ark, what might you have thought and felt as the waters rose? Based on what you learned from Genesis 7, how would you complete the statement on the board? You might invite students to write their answers on the board. Students may identify a variety of principles, but you may want to emphasize the following. If we act in faith by obeying the Lord's commands, we can receive His blessings and protection. To help students feel the truth and importance of this principle, refer to a few of the things students mentioned that the Lord has asked us to do that might appear foolish to others. For each response, ask, when have you been blessed or protected by obeying the Lord in this way? To help students apply the principle identified above, invite them to answer the following question in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. What is one way you will act in faith by obeying the Lord today? You may want to encourage students to act on what they wrote by testifying of blessings or protection you have received by obeying the Lord's commandments. Note: help students identify doctrines and principles. As students develop their understanding of the context and content of the Scriptures, they are better able to identify the doctrines and principles they contain. Ask students questions that help them draw conclusions and articulate clearly the principles or doctrines found in the text they are studying. Genesis chapter 8 verse 1 through chapter 9 verse 17. Noah and his family leave the ark, and the Lord establishes His covenant with Noah. Draw a rainbow on the board. What do you think of when you see a rainbow in the sky? Explain that after the flood, a rainbow appeared. This rainbow had special meaning to Noah and his posterity. Invite students to look for why the rainbow was important to Noah as they discuss Genesis chapters 8 and 9. Summarize Genesis chapter 8 verse 1 through chapter 9 verse 7 by explaining that the waters on the earth gradually receded and the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. Many believe that this site is in present-day Turkey. Noah sent out birds to determine how far the water level had lowered. When a dove returned with an olive leaf, Noah knew the waters had receded. After Noah and his family had been on the ark for about a year, God directed them to exit the ark. Noah offered animal sacrifices to the Lord, gave thanks, and ask the Lord to, quote, not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, end quote. The Lord commanded Noah and his family to multiply and replenish the earth, instructed them on how to treat living things, and commanded them not to shed man's blood or murder. The prophet Joseph Smith's translation clarified these verses, showing that God will hold us accountable for how we treat the life of animals, and that God explicitly commanded Noah's family to preserve the life of other human beings, that, quote, man shall not shed the blood of man, end quote. Invite a student to read Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 11 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a covenant God made with Noah and his sons. Ask students to report what they find. Invite a few students to take turns reading Genesis chapter 9, verses 12 through 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what a rainbow has to do with the covenant God made with Noah. Explain that a token is a sign or symbol. What does a rainbow have to do with the covenant God made with Noah? The rainbow is a token or sign of the everlasting covenant, a reminder of God's promises, including to never flood the earth again. This token or sign had been first given to Enoch, and now the covenant and token were renewed with Noah. Write the following truth on the board. God uses tokens as reminders of covenants. Explain that the rainbow became a symbol and reminder of God's mercy to His children on earth. What other tokens has God given us that can remind us of our covenants with Him and of His mercy? Examples include the ordinances of baptism and the sacrament. Genesis chapter 9, verses 18 through 29. Noah curses Canaan, the son of Ham. Explain that Genesis chapter 9, verses 18 through 29 contains an account of an incident with Noah and his sons. This account can be difficult to understand. It appears that Ham disrespected something sacred. Even though we know that Ham's actions were deliberate and the consequences were severe, we likely do not have all of the relevant details of the story. We therefore do not know exactly what happened or the meaning of what transpired. Conclude the lesson by inviting students to share any additional insights they have learned from the life of Noah. Consider sharing your own thoughts. Commentary and background information. Genesis chapter 9, verses 18 through 27. Cursed be Canaan, a servant shall he be. Some have incorrectly used Noah's cursing of Canaan to justify slavery. Any theories suggested in the past that black skin is a curse or an indication of unworthiness in premortal life, that mixed-race relationships are a sin, or that people of any race or ethnicity are inferior to anyone else are not true doctrine. Church leaders unequivocally condemn all racism, past and present, in any form.